Welcome to installment 101 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, prohibition number 101, the prohibition against Oso Ves Bono, to slaughter the mother and her child in the same day. This prohibition is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 28. In the Parsha of Emor, which describes all of the holidays, which incidentally indicates that this parsha is also read on the first 2 days of Sukkot, as well as the second day of Passover. Before the parsha of the holidays, different limitations on the quality of the sacrifices are described. Which blemished animals may not be brought for a sacrifice? And following these prohibitions, a description of which animals are acceptable for a sacrifice are brought. The verse states, V'sher oiser, an ox or a sheep, it and its child should not be slaughtered on the same day. Although this is referring to a sacrifice, the Rambam declares in Sefer HaMitzvahs that this in fact applies to any case of slaughtering an animal, even though no sacrifice should be brought, or even if it is at a time when no sacrifices may be brought anywhere. Nevertheless, this prohibition of slaughtering the mother and the child applies. Even though the verse says, Oisei ve'esbenei, when Oisei, meaning it, is in the masculine form, the Rambam explains that the main prohibition is on the mother, not slaughtering the mother and her child on the same day. Whether there is a prohibition on slaughtering the father and the child in the same day is a matter of dispute, as the Rambam brings himself in the Mishneh Torah, his legal code. Many of the commentaries explain that the reason behind this mitzvah is to prevent cruelty to animals, that we must have sensitivity to the feeling of the animal, and therefore to slaughter the young in the same day as we're slaughtering the mother, to have such a loss at the same time is a tragedy and an offense to the feelings of the animal. However, there are a number of limitations on this mitzvah which seem to indicate that it is gezeiras hakosuv, that it is a mitzvah which has no reasoning behind it and no rationale. For example, the verse states, lo yishchatu b'yemechad, that they must not be shechted in the same day. Shechita implies not only that the animal is slaughtered, but it is slaughtered in accordance with Jewish law. There is no prohibition of slaughtering the mother and its child on the same day if the animal is killed in another way, not according to the laws of Shechita. This would seem to contradict the reasoning behind the mitzvah, since other forms of slaughtering are more cruel than Shechita. In addition, this commandment only applies when the animal is a kosher animal. There is no biblical prohibition of slaughtering the mother and a child of a non-kosher species. The verse also states, v'yeim echad, that the prohibition applies when the mother and child are slaughtered on the same day. What is a day according to the Torah's definition? This is a day as described in the story of the creation, that first God created the night, and then created the daytime. Therefore, if one animal was slaughtered during the day, and its mother or the child was slaughtered the following night, this would be considered two different days. This is not b'yei mechad, because one was during the previous day, and at nightfall a new day started. When does the prohibition apply? When one was slaughtered during the night, and the next one was slaughtered during the day, or that would all be considered the same day. Therefore, on a rational level, we cannot justify the reason for this mitzvah purely based on the feelings of the animal and our merciful feelings towards the animal. Another explanation has been proposed by the Ramban, Nachmanides, who states that the main thrust of this mitzvah is not directed on the feelings of the animal, but rather directed towards the feelings of the person. The Ramban explains that if the purpose of this mitzvah or the purpose of the Torah was to prevent cruelty to animals, why would the Torah have permitted slaughter of the animal altogether? If we wanted to be polite and kind to the animals, we should let the animals live as they are and not slaughter them for food. We could easily be vegetarians just as well. However, the Torah does allow us to slaughter animals, of course in a kosher fashion. The Torah, however, demands that we do not slaughter in a wanton and undirected fashion. that even though we are allowed to take another life, we must discipline ourselves and refine ourselves, that we do it only within certain parameters and only under certain conditions and with certain limitations. Therefore, the Torah says, you can slaughter an animal, and you could even slaughter a mother and a child, even though it might seem to be a cruel act. However, one must wait. One must not do it b'yem echad. This will refine the person and put a limitation on his own desire to satisfy his personal needs of food and his personal desire for meat. Just to mention another interesting explanation of this mitzvah, the Abar Benel proposes a different explanation, that the mitzvah is not directed towards the feelings of the animal or even the feelings of the person. Rather, it's more of a practical prohibition, in order that we should not be led to destroy an entire species, which the beginning of this is destroying two generations. Once we destroy several generations, we could possibly destroy the entire species. By destroying the young and destroying the mother, there will be no possibility for reproduction. And therefore, since God created a species and wants this particular type of life to survive on earth, we should not thwart this purpose by wiping out two generations of the same species without giving it a chance to reproduce. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shir, contact Sichus in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.